The International Narcotics Control Board annual report warns that the smuggling of illicit and legal drugs by mail has become a major threat to law enforcement. The INCB called for greater screening of the mails, including mail sent by international courier. The report estimated that the smuggling of legal drugs, especially tranquilizers, ordered through the internet and forwarded by mail, is worth hundreds of millions of dollars a year. Akira Fujino, the UN Office for Drugs and Crime representative in Asia, says the smuggling of illegal drugs is also growing.
According to the board, almost all regions of the world have experienced an increase in smuggling of drugs, both narcotic drugs and psychotropic substances, particularly psychotropic substances, and seizures are increasing.
The report says that in the United States, Mexico and Canada, the non-medical use of prescription drugs, such as the painkiller OxyContin, rivals the abuse of all other drugs. It says Mexicans are abusing such drugs nearly as frequently as they abuse cocaine. The report expressed alarm over the illicit manufacture of methamphetamines in many parts of the world, including North America, Africa, Eastern Europe, Oceania, and especially Southeast Asia. Mike Chapman is Acting Regional Director for East Asia of the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration. He said a raid of a mega laboratory near Jakarta last November uncovered 1,000 kilograms of methamphetamine, and the lab had a capacity of 10,000 kilograms. He said Southeast Asia is a major production point for the drug.
It's astronomical, the amount of methamphetamine that's being produced in this region.
The INCB recommended a rethink of alternative development projects being used to control drugs. It said that while crop substitution programs in Burma and Laos had succeeded in reducing the output of opium, for example, such programs had done little to promote development and reduce poverty in those regions. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.